We left off on Daf Tes Zayin Amud Beis. I believe we got to the two dots Ein Bonin. Right, we're up to two dots, about five lines before the lines get wide. Ein Bonin. So the mission that we saw yesterday was discussing which types of things we can participate in the building, which types of structures we could participate in the building for Ovdei Kochavim. So we said that Ein Bonin, we're not allowed to build for them. Silki, Gardum, Itstadia, Bima, places where they do bad things, right? The common theme that all of them had is that there's Nezek L'Rabim in all of those places. But we are allowed to build for them Merchatzos and places like that, bathhouses. We just have to stay away from the area where they build to keep their Avodah Zara, to keep the actual Avodah Zara in. So says the Gemara, Amar Rabbah Bar Bachan, Amar Rabbi Yochanan, Gimel Basil Ka'os. There are three types of basil ka'os, shal malchei ovdei kochavim, v'shal merchatzos, v'shal otzaros. One that's made for the kings of ovdei kochavim, one that's made for bathhouses, and one that's made for otzaros, for storehouses. Amar Rava, beis l'heter ve'echad l'isr. Two of them are mutter, and one of them is asr to build. V'simin, lesser malcheim bezikim, and the way to remember which one is l'isr is the phrase lesser malcheim bezikim, because we said that one of those three is shal malchei of the kochavim. So lesser malcheim, that's the one that's aser. The other two are going to be mutter. The ikada amri, others say amar Rava kulam laheter. The Rava says no, they're all mutter. Vatnan ein bonimam basilki gardum et stadio bima. But didn't we say in our Mishnah that you're not supposed to build for them a basilki, gardum et stadio, or bima? But the point is, basilki's on the list of things that we're not allowed to build. So if there are only three types of basil ka'os, and you want to tell me that they're all mutter, so what's our Mishnah talking about? So answers the Gemara, Ema shel gardum v'shel itstadia v'shel bima. No, basilki means a resting place or a place to live. It doesn't mean stam basilki is the three types that we spoke about. But when the Mishnah says basilki, it's not a separate item on a list of four things. Rather, it's a phrase, it's going on the other items. It's a basilki of a garden, basilki of an itzadia, basilki of a bima. So that's what it was talking about. But a regular basilki, when it just says basilki stam, which is made for diras malachim, which is made for a king to live in, so that's absolutely going to be mutter. Tan Rabbanan, kishen nitfas Rabbi Elazar l'minos halel legardim. When Rabbi Elazar was arrested in the issue that related to apikorsus, so they brought him legardim, to the gardim lidon, to face judgment. Rashi says, what does it mean? Arrested related to minus. So Rashi says, the minus minin tafsuhu l'chof l'avod z'chavim. Meaning the point is that he wasn't being an apikoros, and that was the problem. The minim grabbed him in order to force him to do avod zara. That's what that was their goal. So they brought him to this gardum to face judgment. Amrlo oso hegmon, zakin shakamoski yasuk bedvar metelim halalu. So a certain zakin said to him, it's just pasnish, such an important person, such a zakin, such a person of chachma, is going to be involved in Dvarim B'Telem, is going to be involved in silly Judaism. Why would you be involved in something like this? So Amar Lo, Ne'eman Alai Hadayan. So he says, the Dayan, the judge, is trustworthy to me. Kasavro, so Hegmon Alavu Omer. So the Hegmon says, he finally understands. I reasoned with him. He finally understands my position. He speaks so respectfully to me. Right? He must be talking about me. That whatever he does is actually Dvarim B'Telem. But he was talking about Aviv Sheba Shemayim. He was talking about the Ribbono Shel Olam. If you look at Rashi, Vulo Amar Kein El Neman Alai Hadayon HaEmes Sheba Emes Tanani Liten Litzara Shepashati Lakoni. What he was doing was a requirement that we're supposed to do. Kashem Shemavarchin Ala Tova Kach Mavarchin Ala Ra'a. That when we experience something good in our life, we make a bracha. But just like when we experience something good, we make a bracha. When we experience something bad, we make a bracha as well. The Baruch Dayan HaEmes, and that's exactly what he was doing. He was doing a tziduk adin. He was saying Neman Alai Hakadosh Baruch Hu, that he's making me go through this horrible time in my life. Amar Lo Hol Ve'Amanti Alecha Dimos Patrata. So he said, since you trust me and you say that I have a proper judgment, so I'm going to let you off the hook. Dimos Patrata. Dimos was the shame of his Avodah Zarah. So he said, by the name of the Avodah Zarah, you are exempt. You are now off the hook. Kishabal Beisos, when Rabbi Elazar came back home, Nichnusu Talmida Veslo Lenachamo, his Talmidim came to comfort him. Velo Kibel of Tanchumin, and he didn't want to be Makabel any Tanchumin. He didn't want to accept any Nechama, meaning he had just given the impression that he accepted the Avod Zar, that he disparaged the Torah, and he thought that the Avod Zar was better. So he felt terribly about the impression that he had given. So the Talmidim tried to make him feel better, but he refused to listen to anything they were telling him. Amalo Rabbi Akivas, Rabbi Akivas said to him, Rabbi, Tasheni Lomar Dover Echad Mimashali Madatani, Rabbi, maybe you can let me say over something that I learned from you. Amalo Emori says, okay, say something. Amar lo Rebbe, Shema minus baliyadcha v'yenacha va'alav netfasta. Maybe what happened was you came across some issue relating to minus, and you thought it was okay. You enjoyed it. You got a good geshmak out of it, and because of this, this whole story happened, and that's why you were arrested. So Amar lo. So he started doing the cheshbon hanefesh, amida keneged amida. Why would I be arrested on account of not doing avodah zarah, and I give that impression? Why is all this happening to me? So what Rabbi Akiva says, amida keneged amida, think through your life. So he says, you know what? Amar lo Akiva, his kartani, you reminded me, taka, that did happen. Pamachas yisi mahalich b'shuk ha'elyon shel tzipori. One time I was walking in the shuk ha'elyon of Tzipori, in the upper marketplace of Tzipori, umatzasi echad v'yakov ish kfar schanya shemo. And I found a guy, and his name is Yaakov ish kfar schanya. Rash Atosos points out that this Yaakov, obviously we're going to see in the story, this Yaakov ish kfar schanya was a min. He was not someone on our side. But Tosos says, Tzarech lomar de'ein ze Yaakov mina'a de'perikein ma'amidin, to Rama Samla Rabbi Avo, this is not the same Yaakov Mina'a that we find elsewhere. Devadei also Yaakov lo herich yom kolkach, because the guy couldn't have lived in the times of Rabbi Avo and the times of Rabbi Lazar the Tana. It's impossible that he would have survived for that long. Elenira duhusha balarapos espendama. But there is another Yaakov Mina'a, there is another Yaakov the Min that we find elsewhere that came to be Merapi Bendama. Aval Yaakov Mina'a Rabbi Avo, Yachal Yoshu also de Parakisu Adam, Gabe Rava. Meaning there are different Yaakovs that come up all over the place. Apparently Yaakov is a popular name for a Min, and you could associate, there are four places, you could associate two of them and two of them, but no, they're not all the same person. So Amr Li, so this Yaakov Mina'a said to me, Kasubitara, it says in your Torah, Lo Savi Esnan Zona, that you shouldn't bring an Esnan Zona or Mechir Kelev. Right? The Pasuk says, Lo Savi Esnan Zona Mechir Kelev, Beis Hashem Elokecha, to the Beis HaMikdash, L'chol Neder, for any Neder, because it's considered a Toeva. So he said, Ma'o Lasu Semen Beis HaKisei L'Kohen Gadol. What about making the Esnan, using the Esnan Zona to build the Beis HaKisei for the Kohen Gadol, to build a bathroom for the Kohen Gadol? V'lo amarti lo klum, and he said, I didn't say anything to him. Amar li, so Yaakov Mina said, kach limdani, ki me'estan zona, this is what you've taught me, that the Pasuk says, ki me'estan zona ki batza, v'ad estan zona, Yashuvu. So you see, what does that pasuk mean? Mimakom atinofes ba'u l'makom atinofes. If it comes from Yelechu, if it came from the makom atinofes, so the came from such a dirty place, the Esnan Zona, which obviously comes from a very dirty place, so that's exactly where it should return. It should go back to a very dirty place. So the Esnan Zona, it's appropriate for it to go into a toilet. So v'hinani adavar, and he says, you know what? I thought that was a geshmak of art. I thought that was very it was very cute how he came up with that idea. So al yidei zeh nitfasti l'minus, and because of that I was nitfas l'minus. Now va'avarti al mashe kasu b'Torah, and therefore I was forced to violate that which it says in the Torah, harchek me'alecha darkecha zu minus, va'al tikra v'al pesach b'esa zu arashus, v'ika da'armi harchek me'alecha darkecha zu minus v'arashus, va'al tikra v'al pesach b'esa zu zona. That I violated that pasuk, whether it refers to only two of those items or three of them, to relating to minus the rashus, which is Rashi says the shultanos shenos nein bevali mamon lahargan, the authorities that go after people of money to kill them and to take their money, and zona. So v'kama, how far does one have to stay away? So Rav Chista arba amos, person has to stay away dalid amos. Rabbanan haimeas. So before we go any further, it's just interesting. What exactly did he hold of this vart that he was told? Did he find that it was correct, that it was incorrect? correct? And if he found that it was correct, is it really, what's so wrong about getting a gishmak from it, right? Is it minus to accept anything from a min? So it's possible that yeah, that that once you find too much gishmak and what the minim are telling you, so then we're afraid that that's a slippery slope and you're going to start believing other things. That's what the halacha is, that if a book contains minus, contains apikorsus, even if it also contains very beautiful divrei Torah and shemos Hashem, there's a mitzvah to destroy it, to burn it. It could have psukim, it could have shem Hashem written in it. The mitzvah is to burn it. Right? That's why when they send that we had a few weeks ago when they were sending out this missionary material throughout the area. So that even though it says some there are some phrases and words and stories or whatever that might have content. Irrelevant. You burn the entire thing. So Rav Moshe had a tshuva when they found the writings of Rabbi Yehuda HaChassid on Chumash, and they worked on them, and they found that Rabbi Yehuda HaChassid, and mostly it was very normal Divrei Torah, and things that were in line with what Rabbi Yehuda HaChassid would say, but in a couple of places it had some things that were highly questionable. For instance, when by Vayihi ben Sava, it said in the Chidushim of Rabbi Yehuda HaChassid that they found that the Psukim are surrounded by the Nun and Avuchin, because David HaMelech added those Psukim into the Torah much later on. So they asked Rav Moshe, what should we do? So some of the Poskim in Eretz Yisrael said, remove those Vartlach that are Minos, and the rest we know is Rabbi Yehuda HaChassid, so leave that in there. Rav Moshe said, no, if you have a book that contains some minus, you never know what else is stuck in there very subtly and what else that you didn't notice. Rav Moshe said, you have to burn and destroy the entire thing. So anyway, so the Rabbanan, Haime Esron Zona, my Darshibe, what are the Rabbanan Darshan from Esron Zona? Kidrav Chista, Dam Rav Chista, Kol Zona Shin Skarta Lubasov Hisocheres. They Darshan the following, that Rav Chista says, any Zona that's hired for her services ultimately is going to be hiring others to service her. Shinamra Besitcha Esnan, the Esnan Lanasanach, Matila Hapach. Upligad Rabbi Pidas, and this is in disagreement with Rabbi Pidas. Dama Rabbi Pidas, Lo Asra Torah Ela Kreva Shel Gilui Arayos Bulvad. That Rabbi Pidas says the Torah only answers when it says Lo Sikruv, it doesn't mean don't go within Dalet Amos, that you shouldn't walk near. It doesn't mean that kind of Kurva. When we talk about Kurva, it means Kreva Shel Gilui Arayos Bulvad. That's the whole Isser in the Torah. Shenemar, Ish Ish El Kol She'er Besaro Lo Sikruvu, Legalo Serva. It says Lo Sikruvu, but the Lo Sikruvu is Legalo Serva. Ula kiyava asimi bei rav. Ula, when he would come back from the base medrash, when he would come back from yeshiva, have a menashik lula achte abeyadayhu. He used to kiss his sisters on their hands. Va'amrila abeychadayhu, some say, on their neck. Upliga didea didei. And Ula is in disagreement with his own shita. Da amr Ula, kreva bi alma aser, mishom lech lech amr nezira schar schar lekarma lo sikrav. Ula is in disagreement with his own shita because Ula is the one that says that we tell a nazir, stay away from the kerem, stay away from the vineyard, you don't want to be anywhere near any issues of arayos. So Ula, by going out and kissing his sisters, was against his own idea about how far we have to stay away from gili arayos. So we just had an opportunity to discuss this in shul recently. We had a shir about this topic, about the issue of whether you're allowed to have physical contact with certain close relatives. So this Gemara is very confusing, because the Gemara doesn't seem to tell us, doesn't resolve the contradiction. It just tells us Ula acted in a contradictory manner. In the one hand, he told us that you're supposed to stay away from all these sorts of things, and on the other hand, he did it. So what to make of this Gemara is a major subject of Machlokas Rishonim. If you look at Tosos says, Upliga Didea Didei, so Tosos says, I have to answer it for you. Umasha Yem Mekel Liatzmo. You know why he was Mekel for himself? Hainu Mishum Didamya Alei Kikshura. There's a Gemara Masech Ksubas Taf Yud Zayin, where the Gemara says, Ketam Rakta Lufne Akala, how are you Mesameach Chasna and Kala when you dance for them and when you go to their Chasna? So the Gemara says that one of the Amoraim used to take the Kala and lift her up on his shoulders and dance in that way with the Kala up on his shoulders. So the Gemara over there says that the Talmidim said to the Rebbe, oh, can we do that too? That looks like a very fun way to dance, so we would like to take the Kala on our shoulders as well. And the Rebbe said, no, it's very different. For me, it's Damya like Kikshura. She's like a beam to me. She's like something that's an inanimate object. So for me, it's okay. But for someone like you, for regular people, they can't trust themselves. So Tulsa says that's exactly what's going on over here. Ula held that this is asr to do, but for him it was mutter. He was on such a level of kedusha v'tara and all the rest that for him it was mutter. The Rambam in Hilchos Isurei Bia writes, "Hamechabek achas min arayos she'ein libo shel adam nokfo alein." If a person hugs one of the arayos that the heart doesn't desire, that you don't have a yetzer hara for, osha nashak achas man, or he kisses one of them, kigon achosa gadola, like a sister who's a little bit grown up, the achos imo, or his aunt, uchayotzi mehen, af al pi she'ein sham taiva v'lo hana'a klal. The Rambam says, look, I know I'm not sick, I understand, people don't have taivos for these relatives, still areze maguni biyoser, it's considered extremely disgusting, v'dvar iser hu, and it's a davar iser, u'maisa tipshim hu, and it's an act of foolishness. She'ein kraven le'erva klal, chutz me'aim l'bnova av l'bito. We don't go anywhere near any of this erva except for aim l'bno and av l'bito. So the Rambam obviously gives the example of a sister. The Rambam obviously understands that whatever the heter was for Ula, we don't understand exactly how the Rambam is gonna see that heter, but whatever it is, the Rambam would tell us that heter does not apply for us. So this is a discussion. The Rambam has a very strange terminology. The Rambam says that it's a davar maguna, maisa tipshim, right? And he doesn't just say usher to do it. He doesn't just leave it at that it's usher to do something like this. So most of the Achronim explain, because the Rambam thinks it's even worse. It's much harsher. He has very harsh words for sisters and people who hug their sisters. But there is a daya that's quoted in Otzer HaPoskim, the Tshuvas Batei Kuhuna, that holds that, no, that it's not so. That when the Rambam, what he's saying is he finds it very, very distasteful. But he stops short of saying that it's just a regular Isser. If it were really an Isser, the Rambam would just say that it's an Isser. So it must be that the Rambam just finds it extremely distasteful. But either way, it wouldn't be something that's encouraged. Right? The way Rav Moshe understands the Rambam is that even though by definition it's not Derech Taiva, and therefore it's not an Isser of Lo Sikrevu, it's still Asr because you'll come to be lenient from that to Shar Arayos. That if we're Mekel with the sisters, you'll come to be Mekel with other Arayos as well. So obviously there were situations that come up in Poskim where people feel tremendous family pressure to have physical contact in a Derech Chiba way, hugging and kissing sisters, aunts and the rest. Certainly in for Balei Tshuva, it's a very, very big issue that a person in white, you got so crazy, you can't even hug your sister anymore. So it becomes a very, very big issue. So there's a Tshuva from Rabbi Yehuda Herzl Henkin from Eretz Yisrael, the grandson of Rav Henkin. He wrote these four volumes of Tshuvas called Tshuvas B'nei Banim. So in his Tshuvas B'nei Banim, he has an approach where he tries to be Mekel. And the basic idea of the approach, it's in B'nei Banim Chelik Dalet Simen Yud Gimel, the basic idea of the approach is that to suggest that not all the Rishonim agree with the Rambam, and that the Shitas HaRamban, well, the Shitas HaTosfos would be problematic also, because Tosfos says only if it's Damiel of Kikshura. But he suggests that the Shitas HaRamban would seems to emphasize in Losa Se Shinnun Gimel that relatives are really okay, and that the Ramban holds that Damiel of Kikshura is something that's an obtainable level for us, but it's only an obtainable level for us when it comes to sisters and aunts. I mean, the Gemara in Ksubas is very clear to go take a random kala on your shoulders. And you can't say, Damia, like Kshura, that she's like a beam for me. No, she's not. She's not like a beam for any of us. So that's out of the question. But when it comes to sisters and aunts, even regular people can reach the level of Damia, like Kshura. So that's his vart, that's how he understands the Shitas Ramban. And then he says, and it's possible that we don't even really paskin like the Rambam anyway, because the Rambam and the Pirush HaMishnayos in Sanhedrin says that once a girl gets older, notice how the Ram says Achosa Gadola. So he's in Pirush HaMishnayos, the Ram doesn't only say Achosa Gadola, he says Bito HaGadola also. That even a daughter who's already a Gadola shouldn't be hugged and kissed. And he said that's clearly not the way anyone has ever paskined throughout Jewish history. We always assumed that that's not the case. So even though, generally speaking, we paskin like the Yad HaChazaka, and not like the Pirush HaMishnayos, when they contradict each other. He says over here, it's not really a contradiction. It's that the Pirush HaMishnayos is Megala, what the Rambam really meant in the Yad HaChazaka. So even though the Yad Malachi in the Kalei Rambam, Os Vav, says not to pass on the Pirush HaMishnayos against the Yad, over here, he's so same, you know, in one place, and he's Mefarish somewhere else, he's Mefarish in the Pirush HaMishnayos, so you could rely on that Pirush. But even Rabbi Hinkin says that if you're going to be Mekel, only be Mekel for Balei Tshuva, and only if it's going to come up once in a very long while. But if it's going to be a consistent thing where the relationship is such that you're going to see the person constantly, there has to come a point where you explain to them, look, this just isn't what we do. We don't do this anymore, not because we're sick, not because we have these taivos or anything. It's just, this is the halacha. This is one of those things that we just don't do. Rabbi Menashe Klein, in his Tshuvas, has the same maskana. He said it was a story also about a Baal Tshuva, and it was his sister's wedding, and if he were to go to the wedding and not give his sister a hug, on her wedding day he would be viewed as a totally crazy person, and it would just be very bad for his family relationships. So he said also in that situation that there's what to be makel with, but in the long term, if it keeps on happening over and over again, that at a certain point you have to come to explain why that this is not what you do. Okay, la'aluka shtevanos, the pasuk says, la'aluka shtevanos, hav. The pasuk says in Mishlei that Aluka had two daughters, hav. So it says Gemara, my have. What is have? Amar Mar Ukva Kol Shtei Banos Shetzolakos Mi Gehenim. It's the sound of the two daughters that cry out from Gehenim Va'omros, and they say Ba'olam Hazeh, in this world, Havei. Bring to me. So Maninhu, what are these two daughters that cry out from Gehenim? Minus Farashus, the Minus, the Apikorsus, and Rashus, the Shultonos, the authorities. Ikata Amri Amar of Chista Amar Mar Ukva Kol Gehenim Tzolakos Va'omeres. The voice of Gehenim cries out and says, "Havi li shtei banos shetzakos va'omros ba'ol mazeh havei. Bring for me the two daughters that cry out in ol mazeh. Give me. Kol be'el lo yeshuvim v'yasigu orchus chayim. All those who come to it will not return and don't achieve the ways of life. Chimeachash lo shavu heichen yasigu. Well, if they don't return, how would they ever achieve the ways of life? Hachi kamar v'im yeshuvu. If they do return, lo yasigu orchus chayim. They're not going to achieve the path of life. L'meimer dekala Parish Miminus Mayas, does this mean to say that when a person does tshuva from Minos, that he's going to die? Meaning that's what it sounds like it's saying, that lo yeshuvin, and if yashuvin, if you actually are lucky enough to return from this, to do tshuva on this, you're never going to have Archos Chaim. That sounds like you're going to die if you try to do tshuva from Minos. Is that really true? But we see that it's not true. There was someone who came to Rav Chista, and she said to him, she said, I did the lowest of the low averos. I did something that's unthinkable. My younger son was born through my older son, meaning I had Tashmish Amita with my older son, and my older son is therefore the father of my younger son. Unspeakable types of arayos. Va'amar la Rav Chista, Tarchu la bezavdasa v'lo mesa. And Rav Chista says she has a path to do tshuva v'lo mesa, and she didn't die. Midakam rakala shabakalos. Now, from the fact that it says Kal Shabakalos, even though the Avera that we speak about was an Avera of Arayos, the implication is that she also was involved in Minus. So the point is, you see, she didn't die from it. She didn't die when she did Tshuva from her Minus. And it says Gemara, Hahud Lo Hadraba Shapir. That's because her Tshuva wasn't the proper Tshuva, wasn't 100% Tshuva. Had she done 100% Tshuva, she would have died from the heartache of knowing what she did. Umishum Hachi, but that's why she didn't die. Ikada amri mi minus in me'avera lo. Others say that the way the Gemara questions this is saying not that we're bothered by the fact that when someone does tshuva from minus that they're going to die. We want to say, only minus? What, if you do tshuva from avera of arayos, you're not going to die as a result of that? As a result of the severity of your sin, the weight that the sin is on the person's shoulders, that's not going to be something to die from. But there was a story of a woman who came to Rav Chista, Rav Chista's vidula zavdasa umesa, and she died. So mitka amra kala shabakalos milchal de minus nami havi ba. That, so from the fact that it says Kalash Abakalos, must be that she had Minus also, meaning that this story is not a Kasha, that she died as a result of Arayos, because maybe it wasn't only as a result of Arayos, maybe it was Minus also. So that's how the second way of asking the question from this story. Now we're not asking from the fact that she didn't die from Minus, we're asking that she did die from Arayos, and the Gemara's answer is, no, she must have had Minus as well. So frankly, Gemara Umehaveira low, and does a person not die from Arayos, from committing sins of Arayos, and then trying and then living with that guilt, do they not die from that? V'atayin, but don't we have a brisa? Umra lavel Rabbi Elazar ben Dodaya, one of the most famous gemaras in the entire Masechta. They tell the story about Rabbi Elazar ben Dodaya, shelo iniach zona achas ba'olam shelo ba'aleha, that there wasn't a single zone in the world that he didn't have bia with. Pam achas shama shiyish zona achas b'krachei hayam, one time he found out about a certain zona in a faraway place, and she demanded for her wages a full kiss of dinar and a full bag of coins. Natal kis dinar, so he went and he grabbed the bag of coins, and he passed over seven rivers. He traveled a great distance in order to be with her. Bishas hergal davar hificha, and at the time of hergal davar, when things were about to happen, the tashma shamita, so hificha, wind blew out of her, either she passed gas, or she burped, or something. So Amra Keshem Sheficha Zu Einu Chazaris L'Makama Kach L'Azar Ben Dodaya Ein Mekabel Nosu B'Tshuva. And for some reason, that struck him. That had an impact on him, and he said, "Ah." Just like when gas comes out of a person's body, it's never going to return. So to Rabbi Elazar ben Dodaya, I've gone past the point of return. I've gone to the point of no return. There's no way I'm ever going to be able to do tshuva. So halach v'yashav ben shnei har mugvaos. He went and he sat between mountains and valleys. Amar har mugvaos bikshu alei rachamim. And he said, let the mountains and the valleys ask rachmanos for me. Amru lo, so the mountains and the valleys said to him, ad shanu mevakshim alecha nevakesh al atzmenu. Ask rachamim for you. We need to worry about ourselves. So he said, okay, let Shemayim Va'aretz ask Rachamim for me, daven for me. So Amru Atchanu Mevakshim Alecha Nevakesh Al Atzmenu. Shemayim Va'aretz said, we're going to ask Rachamim for you, we need to ask Rachamim for ourselves. Shenemar Ki Shemayim Ka'asha Nimluchu Va'aretz Kebegetivla. So Amar Chamu Levana. So he said, okay, if it's not going to be Shemayim Va'aretz, let the sun and the moon be Mevakesh Rachamim for me. So Bikshu Alai Rachamim. Amru Lo, so the sun and the moon said to him, "Acha anu mevakshim alecha nevakesh al atzmenu. Ask rachamim for you. We need to ask rachamim for ourselves. How can we ask rachamim for you? Shenemar v'chafra levanu v'ushachama." Amar kochavim mozalos bikshu alai rachamim. Let the stars and the constellations be mevakesh rachamim for me. So Amrullah, they said to him, "Achanu mevakshim alecha nevakesh al atzmenu. If we ask rachamim for you, we should have to be asking rachamim for ourselves. We have to worry about ourselves." Shenemar v'nimoku kol tzva shemayim. So Amar, he finally said, "Ein adavar talui ela bi." That this whole matter is only up to me. It's all in my hands. No one else is going to stand up for me. No one else is going to daven for me. It's all up to me. Hiniach rosho bein brecha v'ga'a bebechia. He put his head between his knees and he cried out. He screamed out with crying, ad sheyatza nishmaso, until his neshama left him. Yatza baskal va'amra, and a baskal came out and said, Rabbi Elazar ben Dodaya mezuman l'chaya olam haba. Rabbi Elazar ben Dodaya is headed to olam haba. So you see that even though it was Arayos, the burden on his shoulders of the Avera that he had done when he did tshuva was too much to bear and he died as a result of it. So how could you tell me that it's only Minos that does that to a person and not Arayos? Here we see it was Arayos. So answers the Gemara, Hasam Nami, Kivin to Avik Batuva, Kim Minos Damya. It's a tremendous line in the Gemara. The Gemara says, since he was so connected to that Avera, that becomes Minos, meaning that we often think of Avodah Zarah as a type of Avera, but says the Gemara, any time there's a taiva that completely takes over a person's life, where a person is willing to drop everything and do anything for that taiva becomes ki'ilu it's Avodah Zarah, ki'ilu it's apikorsus, because that takes center stage in the person's life. And as whenever the Ribono Shel Olam is not the focal point of the person's life, and there's something else that becomes that focal point, that's Minos. Ain't up because it's Gadol Mizah. So it could be that it's true. We shechted the Yetzirah for Avodah Zarah. that Yetzer Hara doesn't exist anymore. But we have our own little Avodah Zarah. When a person, when, you know, most commonly in a 21st century America, when money becomes the central focal point of a person's life, or it could be anything else, something else, you know, becomes the religion. So that's the that's ultimately considered like minus. So this was a situation of minus. Bacha Rebbe v'Amar. So Rebbe cried out and he said, Yesh kona olam b'kama shanim v'yesh kona olam b'sha'a achas. Sometimes people are kona olam haba for over a course of many years, and sometimes they're kona olam haba in just a single moment. Va'amar Rebbe, and Rebbe said, Lo dayan lebali tshuva shemekablen osan. And look at the koach of tshuva over here. Not only are we mekabel bali tshuva, ela shekor nosan Rebbe. But how did we start this story? This was a story about Reb Elazar ben Dordaya. Scandalous, the rabbi of the community, he was the one involved in all this stuff. That's when they started calling him Reb Elazar ben Dordaya, because the Baskel called him Reb Elazar ben Dordaya. The Baskel came from Shemayim and said, Reb Elazar ben Dordaya is mezuman l'chayel maba. Smicha in a moment. All he had to do is that one act of tshuva, not only we mekabel him, we put him on par, on a level as a rabbi. We call him rabbi because we have so much to learn from him. So a couple of quick points. Number one, what is this, a Disney movie? All the mountains are talking and everyone's singing and everyone, right? Is that, the mountains don't talk, sky doesn't talk, earth doesn't talk. What's going on over here? So Tosus points out, Ad sha'anu mevakshu melecha rachamim, lo yeshiva lo kach, this conversation didn't actually happen. It's not like he was talking to the mountains. It's that he was thinking to himself, if I were to ask the mountains to ask Rachamim for me, they would be able to tell me, why should we worry about you? Right? And if I were to ask, basically, no matter where I turn, anyone could always tell me, why should they worry about me? I should be the one that worries about me. So that's the more Pashur Pshat, Inami, Sar Shel Harim HaYameshiv Kain. That it actually was the malach that's associated with the mountains. Each item in this world has a malach associated with it, so the malach associated with the mountains is the one that said this to him. The other vart that they like to say is, Yesh Kano Olam B'Sha'ach, as I heard from Rabbi Fran, I don't remember who he quoted it from, that the meaning of any word in the Hebrew language generally can best be defined by looking at the first place that comes up in the Torah. So Sha'a, first place that comes up in the Torah, actually does not mean moment or hour. Sha'a was when Cain and Hevel each brought their karbanos, right? So the fact that the pasuk says that HaKadosh Baruch Hu did not turn el minchas Cain lo sha'a, and he didn't turn to the mincha of Cain, to the carbon of Cain. Meaning, the point is that it means a turn. It means to turn around. It doesn't mean a moment. And that's perhaps the idea over here, that when it comes to tshuva, if a person looks at the massive amount of tshuva that needs to be done, it could really be overwhelming, and it could be something that's impossible. How could you ever overcome all of those averos and never really do a proper tshuva for it? But the idea is, there's something called, what Malcolm Gladwell writes in his book, calls the tipping point of a person's life. There comes a point where you just need to make one turn, one change, where that's going to change the whole general direction of the way you go. If you talk to Bali Tshuva, they're very often able to point to a moment where they had that an epiphany, where things started to change. Does that mean they started being Shomer Shabbos and eating kosher and Taras HaMishpacha and everything right at that moment? Of course not. No one does it right in a single moment. And if they did, then it probably doesn't last very long. It has to be gradual. That's the way people grow, and that's the way. But there's a moment where things turn, and that's what tshuva is all about. Finding, being able to have that moment of inspiration where the general direction of our lives seems to change. One more point. When it says Harim Ugvos Bikshu Alei Rachamim, so in Shar Mitzion Ba'alacha he says L'chori Yesh Lavi Raya Mikan Demutu Levakish Meim Tzayi Sheisbal Ba'adav. A very popular theme this time of year: can you daven to an Emtzayi, to someone who's not HaKadosh Baruch Hu, to some sort of intermediary, it's a popular thing this time of year, because in Slichos we say there's a paragraph Machnisei Rachamim that many say and many don't say, because we're davening to Malachim, ostensibly. We're asking the Machnisei Rachamim to do for us. So can you daven through an Emtzayi? Over here it seems that he's davening through an Emtzayi. So he says, if you look in Rabbeinu Chananel over here, he says that Hayanosi Vinosin Bidaito Imeschanan Lishamayim Sheyavakshalai Rachamim. Or really, the way Tulsa says also, that if he wasn't really talking to the mountains, he was saying, look, even if I were to ask the mountains to intercede on my behalf, it just wouldn't work. It just, they why should they? Meaning, it wasn't that he actually did this. And therefore, L'chara, it's not a raya that. It's not a raya that you could daven to any sort of emtsai. Fine. In Tshuvas Shaul Meshiv, he says that when a person is avik batuva, the Gemara's comment that when you're avik batuva, it's considered like minus. So in Shaul Meshiv Madur Gimel Chelak Aleph Simen Pei Tes, he writes that it's doma le minus only the inyan zed the kol porish mi minus mayis. It's doma to minus only in regards to the fact that when you're porish from minus, you die, because it's very difficult to be porish yourself and still overcome your yetzer hara consistently. So it's gzeris hamel. That if you're going to do tshuva from this, you should die right away, rather than falter again in the future. But in regards to other halachos, you're not considered like a min, because if we take this gemara literally, that it's doma l'minus, it means we can't count the guy to a minion. You can't, a guy has a love of money that he's just obsessed with, so you can't give him an aliyah. You can't count him to a minion. Those are the only guys they give aliyahs to in some shuls, right? So it's a very difficult thing. So the Sholem Eishu says no. No, he has a din of a min in regards to his tshuva process, but we don't apostle svarim tefillin and mezuzahs that he writes. None of the other halachos does he have a din of a min. Fine. So that's the famous tshuva story. Says the Gemara, Rabbi Chanin and Rabbi Yonasan avka azli borcha. Rabbi Chanin and Rabbi Yonasan were traveling on the road. Matulahanu treshvilin. They came across two paths, and they had a fork in the road, and they had to go one way or the other. Chad patzi apiska davod zchavim, v'chad patzi apiska debezonos. One of the paths led to the Pesach of a base of Odezara, and the other one to a Pesach of a house of Znos. So Amr lei chad lechavri. So lechavri one said to his friend, Nezla apiska davod zchavim. Let's go on the path that goes to the Avodazara. Dinachas Yitzrei, because the Yetzer Hara for Avodah Zarah was already shechted, right? That's a Gemara Maseches Yuma where they shechted the Yetzer Hara for Avodah Zarah because they just were unable to overcome it. And as we pointed out, the role of the Yetzer Hara is supposed to be the one who's constantly defeated. The mashal I always like to give is the Washington Generals, right? The team that plays the Harlem Globetrotters. Their job is to make it look like they're trying to put up a fight, but really lose. So if the Yetzer Hara starts winning too much, we don't want that Yetzer Hara. He's no longer serving his role, and it's only going to be destructive. So we were able to shech the Yetzer Hara for Avodah Zarah. That same Gemara says that we then went for the next biggest one and said, okay, the Yetzer Hara for Znus, let's go after that one. And they weren't sure if they should shech it right away, so they locked up that Yetzer Hara for a little while, and no hen laid an egg, and the whole world stopped functioning because we needed a little bit of a Yetzer Hara for our Rayo. So they knocked out one of its eyes, and that's why we don't have a Yetzer Hara, the topic we discussed before. That's why we don't have a Yetzer Hara for our sisters and our aunts and our mothers, for those kinds of close relationships. In that level, the Yetzer Hara for our Rayo was taken away, but in terms of other people, the Yetzer Hara still exists. Samalei Idach. So the other one said, no, you want to go to the base of Avodah Zarah because the Yetzer Hara was destroyed, so you don't think we're going to stumble. I think we should go to the Bezonos, and we should try to overcome our Yetzer Hara and get schar for overcoming Yetzer Hara, meaning best to confront it. Let's confront the Yetzer Hara, overcome it, and then we'll be makabel schar. Every day we daven, HaKadosh Baruch Hu should not bring us lowly de nisayon. They shouldn't bring us to nisayon. Here he comes up with the idea. Let's go to the Zonos and be makabel schar. So Tosos over here says that's not a normal decision to make. That must be that it's really primarily not because he wanted to go to the Beis Zonos. It's because he was so eager to avoid the base of Avodah Zarah. He says, "Mikan yesh lomod shederech laharchik mipesach avodas kochavim kol masha yachol." That a person should distance himself from Avodah Zarah as much as he possibly can. Mishum dechsiv al tikrav al pesach besa umukmila al bavodas kochavim sharei hayirotz alechas yosra pischa de bezonos. Tulsa says, "What's he thinking to go to a bezonos?" Rather, he says, "That's how far you have to stay away from Avodah Zarah." The lechora Tulsa is against Pasha Pshat. Pasha Pshat is he was dafki eager to go to the the Beis Zonos. It doesn't teach you anything about how far you have to stay away from the Avodah Zarah. But obviously Tosfos was bothered. Couldn't be that he was eager to go to the Beis Zonos just to show that he could defeat his Yetzer Hara. The Gemara Maseches Sukkah on Daf Nun Aleph tells a story that Abaye saw a guy and a girl that were about to travel on a long road together, and Abaye says, oh, I better chaperone them, because otherwise there's going to be big trouble. There's such a Yetzer Hara. So he shadowed them. He stayed behind them for three parsaos, waiting till they were about to do the Avera, and then he would stop them. And they travel and nothing happens. And then they get to a fork in the road where one has to go one way, the other has to go the other way. They wave goodbye and they go on their way, and there's nothing inappropriate happens. And Abaye says, I can't even imagine that. If it were me, I would have been violating terrible Isurim in that kind of situation. And the Gemara says, that's how you see called a gadol mechavero, yitzro gadol imenu. The derech hachachamim in general is to always avoid these kinds of situations. But here he suggests, let's go to the Beis Zonos. So anyway, kimatu asam chazinu zonos ischanu mikamayu. So they saw the zonos that were what sichnu Rashi says nichnasu mipneim lekavasan, that they entered. I'm not sure what that means. The zonos were backing up. Yes. They were backing off. So they said, where did you get this idea that you were able to be samech on yourself and you weren't worried about the Yetzer Hara? Samalei mizima tishmar lecha tavuna tinatzrecha. Amalei Rabbanan l'Rava. The Rabbanan said to Rava, my mizima, what does mizima mean? Ilema Torah. If you must say that, it means the Torah is going to protect you. D'chsiv bazima umetargaminan atzas chata'in uksiv hifli etza higdil toshia ihachi zima mibayle. Then why is it mizima? It should be zima. Sahachi kamer midvar zima tishmar alecha Torah tinatzrecha. That from a dvar zima, the Torah will be able to protect you. This is whenever we have a yeter har that's massive. The Torah is considered the one thing that we always have in our back pocket to be able to defeat the Yetzer Hara. Right? The Gemara Maseches Brachos tells us different stages in defeating the Yetzer Hara. One of them is, the first one is, Temashchenu l'Beis HaMedrash. Bring him, schlep him to the Beis HaMedrash. And the Yetzer Hara is normally defeated that way. Baruch HaKadosh Baruch Hu Yetzer Hara, Barulo Torah Tavlin, the Gemara tells us in several places. The Torah is the antidote to the Yetzer Hara. Tanu Rabban Kshenitfusu Rabbi Elazar ben Prata Rabbi Chanin ben Tradion, when Rabbi Elazar ben Prata and Rabbi Chanin ben Tradion were arrested, Amalei Rabbi Elazar ben Prata Rabbi Chanin ben Tradion, Ashrecha Shenitfasta al Dover Echad, Oili Shenitfasta al Chamisha Dvarim. You're so fortunate that you were Nitfas, that you were arrested for one thing, and I was arrested for Chamisha Dvarim, for five things. Woe unto me that I was arrested for five accusations that they made against me. Amalei Rabbi Chanina, so Rabbi Chanina said back, no, Ashrecha Shenitfasta al Chamisha Dvarim v'ata nitzal. You're going to be saved from all five things. So fortunate are you. Oili Shenitfasta al Dover Echad v'eini nitzal. Woe unto me, I'm not going to be saved from the one thing that I was arrested for. Sha'at sakti b'torah b'milz chesed v'nilo sakti el b'torah b'levad. Because you were involved not only in Torah but in chesed as well. I was only involved in Torah. K'drafuna, dam rafuna, kalosik b'torah b'levad, domuk mishen lo eloka. That anyone who's only involved in Torah and doesn't make time for g'milz chesed, it's as if he doesn't have a God. That anyone is only involved in Torah, it's as if he doesn't have a God. What? He wasn't involved in Gemil's Chasadim? When we want to give an example of the ideal Gabbai Tzedakah, we say Rabbi Chanina ben Tradion, someone who's trustworthy like Rabbi Chanina ben Tradion. Doesn't that imply that Rabbi Chanina ben Tradion was very involved in tzedakah? So him knew who dav mehem and ma'avad lo avad. No, it just means he was very trustworthy, but he wasn't actually ever involved. Doesn't it say that he gave the moshel purim when it got confused with the moshel tzedakah? He gave it all to the aniyim. So ma'avad avad kidbayle lo avad. So says where you're right. He was involved in tzedakah, but not as much as he should have been. He could have been involved to a much greater level. So they said to Rabbi Elazar ben Prata, why have you taught Torah and why have you stolen? Amar lahu isayfa lo safra visafra lo saifa. He says, there's no way I can do both. You can't teach Torah and also be involved in being a bandit. Umidaha lesa hanami lesa. So if one of the accusations is false, the other one must also be false. Umaytai makar lecha rabbi. So why do they call you rabbi then if you didn't teach Torah? Rabban shel tarsim. It means that I'm very good at my profession and I'm like the rabbi in that profession. Shel tarsim ani. Aisulei trei kibari. So they brought him, they said, oh, you're a weaver? They brought him weaving. implements. Which one is the woof and which one, right? Identify these instruments. A male fly and a female fly each stood on a different instrument to show him which way it was. So he says the reason I didn't go to your Be'ah Bidan, to your place where they are mechabi the Avodah Zarah, is I'm very old. I was afraid I would get trampled. So okay, we're gonna have to stop here in the middle of the story. Hashem, we'll pick up tomorrow.